This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The warm weather that has been present throughout much of the nation during the middle portion of September is expected to continue through the end of the month and beginning of October. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
The warm weather that has been present throughout much of the nation during the middle portion of September is expected to continue through the end of the month and beginning of October. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey details the 8 to 14 day outlook for the period of September 30th through October 6th.
The vast majority of the country expecting above normal temperatures from September 30th through October 6th. The greatest likelihood of the warm weather, at least relative to normal, will be focused across the northern plains and the upper Midwest.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
The importance of scouting to determine harvest order cannot be overemphasized, according to tremendous Northeast Iowa area agronomist with Bex Hybrids, Lee Konigsfeld.
Going out, doing those push tests to help see which hybrids have the least amount of time as far as their standability within the field is going to be. So, and then also trying to make sure that we're not combining beans at 8%. Unfortunately for us, I think this is all going to hit at once, and everything's going to need to be going to need to be out at once. So I don't know. It all depends on the operation as to how feasible and what can be done. My personal preference right now, kind of looking at the way things are, I want to get my corn crop out in as good a shape as possibility. The beans, I think, as long as we don't get any more hailstorms, potentially, we can still get some moisture fluctuation and maybe bring some moisture back into those soybeans if Mother Nature could help us out a little bit. But the corn, once it goes down, it don't stand back up.
He says, as always, the Practical Farm Research Guide at BexHybrids.com is a tremendous resource.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.